Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Today at 6 p.m., Matty Beers is taking over On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen for the official P1 six-pack release party. It's the August beer drop brewed for the P1s by the P1s. Come hang with Matt and The Ticket 6 to 8 today at On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen, Lemon Avenue near Love Field.
Friday fun! It's Bob, Dave, Deej, Ham, Lando, Will, all here for you on a Friday, and it is Friday fun, and so we want to properly honor Friday fun by looking back at training camp.
Sponsored by
Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Is that how I best set this up? How would you best set this up?
I would set this up by saying that our very own Dave Lane had a prolific camp.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing that. As did Ham.
As did Ham, and he will be featured here as well. But we had a few new characters. We had Dave wearing JNCOs and getting photographed in JNCOs, so yes. It is preserved in history forever as it deserves to be.
Yeah, I had a friend of a friend think that that was my new look. That I was pivoting to backwards hat and jersey
amazing.
And JNCOs.
Why don't you do that? That'd be great.
What a midlife crisis that would be.
I suggested just once a week, like his Friday look.
That would be awesome. We do road shows. Everybody gets pictures with Dave.
We could maybe squeeze a JNCO sponsorship out of it so we all get them.
Hey, if somebody's paying, I'm in.
All right. Well, here we go. Training camp 2025.
Look out.
What's your name?
Dante Fowler Jr.
Nice to meet you. I'm 90s man.
Okay. Nice to meet you too, 90s man.
I like new metal. Mm-hmm. I like to break stuff.
Okay.
And I think space is super gay.
You're a rock star. Okay.
All right. We're going to play a quick game of 90s F, Mary, Kill. You mm-hmm. ready?
Yeah.
All right. First, Mariah, Christina, and Britney.
So, Mariah, Christina, Aguilera, and Britney. Of course, I F Mariah. I gotta kill Britney.
No.
But are we talking about 90s Britney, though?
Yeah, peak right. Britney, the Britney I know.
All right. I'll probably F Britney Spears, marry Mariah, kill Christina, Aguilera.
Tight, tight. All right, Troy, Emmett, and Michael.
Of course, I'll marry Emmett because he's a Florida Gator alumni. Michael Irvin because he's an icon. And kill Troy Aikman just because I want a number 8, and I think that's retired.
For shoes, man. All right, how about basketball? How about Hakeem, Jordan, and Malone?
Marry Jordan. Hakeem and kill off my car.
Oh, yeah.
So my car alone, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he diddles kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
last one. David Koresh, OJ, and the Menendez brothers.
Hell, that was a car. That's a crazy one. I'm going to have to... I want to marry OJ. probably kill off OJ and marry them. The other two people that you saw.
Just double what? Team it?
Yeah.
Triple team it, because you got the Menendez brothers, bro.
The Menendez? Are you talking about the Menendez brothers?
Yeah, yeah they blew their parents' heads off with shot.
Kill all of them.
Sick, sick. All right, my man, Dante Fowler. Good luck this season with
you,
the 2025 Cowboys.
Appreciate it, dude.
That's
great. I loved him. So this year's subject is none other than Bob's one-time nemesis, Tyler Smith.
Friend?
Now he's a friend, and now he's an all-pro.
He was never a nemesis.
And now he is a victim of the overqueefer.
All right, with Tyler Smith,
this weather, man, it's wild out here. It's like a cool queef in your face. Have you had a chance to like be outside and have fun on the Queefin Beach, queef around with your friends?
I have not got to the beach yet. Off day has not happened. It's not happening yet, so no wind. No wind from any source.
Yeah, so it's the first week of camp under new coach, right? And so when you have a new voice in the room, sometimes it's like, queefity, queef, queef, queef. And then sometimes it's like, queefin' a right. It sounds like you guys are all getting behind the message that Shoddy's selling.
Yeah, coach has a great message.
Well, for real. Like, it's like the absolute... like best queefing message that he could give as a first year head coach.
He has a great message. Yeah.
Jerry himself, like we said, the value of the franchise keeps going up. He's so queefing rich. He's got to know so many rich people in the world. Do you think he's ever like, maybe back in the day met like the queef of England?
I have no idea. I might have to get in his office and ask him. I have no idea.
Maybe there's a picture like him and Queef Elizabeth.
It is possible.
Good to see Dak out here. He looks real trim and spry. He's smiling like a cat that ate the queefing canary, right? When he went down, though, last year, was that just a dark queefing moment where you guys were like, oh, queef, not again?
Yeah, it was super unfortunate. You just hate to see stuff like that, but extremely blessed for him to be back and healthy. Yeah,
for sure. Last one, you know, the practices have been intense. Seems like that's kind of the tone that Shoddy wants to set, and he wants you to compete every day. So when you're competing, are you more of like a silent, intense competitor where you're like, queef this mother queefer, I'm going to take him behind the queefing woodshed and teach him a queefing lesson? Or are you more like a vocal, primal scream kind of a competitor where you're like, queef?
I think the most important thing is focus above all else.
Yeah.
So I'm just a focused competitor guy.
Well, we're so glad that you are the anchor of the offensive line and have a great queefing year, man.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes to DeMarvian Overshown just because he likes music, and people that like music at some point hear these iconic names. But that's it.
Okay. Bob?
This is a chance to get points on Corby. So I'm going to say you'll get very little but name recognition.
Okay, let's see. This is DeMarvian Overshown.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Do you know who Ozzy Osbourne is?
Ozzy Osbourne.
From the Osbourne reality show, from Black Sabbath.
I'm sorry.
He's like an OG metal musician. No?
No.
Not your genre?
It's, I mean, I know a couple songs, but, like, it'd have to be, like, some.
All right, so, well, he passed away today. So any well wishes you want to pass along to the Osbourne family?
I definitely want to, you know, pray for their condolences. I know
pray for their condolences.
It is. Losing a family member, a friend, and, you know, it's tough on everyone. So definitely want to pray for them.
Jeez,
you know,
Dave.
I know my family, hands on them, the prayers, and... hoping that they can get better.
All right, thanks, man.
Boy, and I just want to say that anytime you lose a Prince of Darkness, it's tough on us all.
I wish to God you would have said,
Satan needed a new singer.
I wish to God you said, I just want to lay hands on his family and pray and get my prayer circle. Maybe my whole Bible study, we're going to get in on this. You should have been like, yeah, he worships Satan. Oh, well... we pray for Satan people, too.
Well, I don't know if I've ever heard anyone pray for the condolences.
Oh, yeah,
I
mean, we pray for the condolences. Yeah.
I think...
No, wait, you threw him off. Yeah. Do you want to wish him any... I mean, like, what... He's never heard of him.
Yeah,
would you like to send a message from the Cowboys to the family?
Yeah, I definitely...
What are you doing
with this person you've never heard of? I definitely threw out some tire spikes in front of him. So, but thank you for playing along.
Oh.
I decided to try and brainstorm with Osa and see if we could come up with one. So we'll see if any of these are better than compete every day. and we'll see if Osa and I have any kind of chemistry and if Osa likes any of my ideas.
Okay.
So yesterday they had the opening presser, and they had Shoddy and Steven and Jerry, and they said that there is not a slogan for this year's Cowboys or this year's camp. So I wondered if you could help me with, like, do some brainstorming and see if we can come up with a slogan for the 2025 Dallas Cowboys. You game for that?
Yeah, I mean,
you have any ideas?
A bit of slogans.
Okay.
I mean, we're just competing, you know?
All right, how about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys, at least we're not the Giants?
No.
No? Okay, no. What about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys, we've got Micah, probably?
No.
Not that one? All right. How about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys, Shoddy's Hotties?
Still no. We're getting better. I think we're going in the right direction.
Let's stay on that theme. The Dallas Cowboys, we have a real shot in Heimer to win it all.
That's probably the best one so far.
Okay. How about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys, maybe we'll luck into one?
No.
God.
How about everything's fine?
The dog sitting in the house meme?
Yeah. Everything's on fire, but
no.
Everything's fine.
No.
How about make America's team great again?
Wow. That's actually pretty good.
All right, how about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys Cooper Flagg's opening act?
No.
Are you fired up about Cooper?
Yes, but no.
Okay, how about the 2025 Dallas Cowboys, we would never trade Luka?
We wouldn't, but no.
Okay, just a couple more. The 2025 Dallas Cowboys, we try harder than the Musers.
Who are the Musers?
That's our morning show. They take way too much vacation. All right, last one. The 2025 Dallas Cowboys, we promise Jerry isn't in the Epstein files.
Wow. That's crazy.
He's not.
I believe you.
Okay, so Shoddy's Hotties, or we have a real Schottenheimer to win it all?
I like either of those two.
Okay, thank you, Osa.
Brilliant.
Happy-go-lucky guy, because that could have been really tense from the jump. At least we're not the Giants, implying that you're just garbage. Okay, so do you need any further setup?
Why don't you put your ribs in your cargos while you were performing?
Yeah.
No setup, just you guys are always talking about this between any trip you go out there, so it's always at top of mind when you guys are at camp.
Okay, well, here is Matt Birmingham's Spencer McKenzie's.
God. Oh, wrong one, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Look at all the seafood tacos. Tacos. Spencer McKenzie's sits at the pier where the surf hits the sand every day. Eat fish fillets, get the shrimp tacos. Stuff in your face, then go back to go order some more. Eat by the shore, all the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos, we eat them all week long. Spencer McKenzie's, flip through the menu of fish with the breeze of Ventura. Grill the tempura, what should I order? I better pick, cause the sounds in my belly grow louder. Homemade clam chowder, all the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. Oh, look at all the seafood tacos. Oh, look at all the seafood tacos. Spencer McKenzie's, 2-for-1 tacos I ate until nothing remained. I'm unashamed, Spencer McKenzie's. Walk out the door knowing other food won't be the same. Be back one day, all the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long.
That's awesome.
That's going to be so dope at Ticketstub.
So is that your own melody, your own song?
No, it's Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, that's the Beatles.
I was going to be really impressed that you arranged all those strings yourself.
I thought that was an original composition.
Yeah, I had to learn all the instruments. That's why I was up here so long.
All alone.
Such a classic. What a successful camp, boys.
Indeed. And you know what?
Give yourselves raises.
I'm not done having fun.